As in a lot of my work, there's a lot of different source inspirations. One of the main source inspirations was surrealist art, in particular the paintings of Yves Tanguy and Juan Miró. In particular, the idea of shapes and colors that create a sense of abstract life forms that are not exactly nameable, but have definite shape and kind of an energy of their own. And I was inspired by a kind of personal antagonism towards a critique of André Breton's, who was like the founder of Surrealism, who basically didn't like music very much. And he's quoted several times with saying essentially things to the effect that music could not express a surrealist idea because it was by nature rule-based and abstract, whereas surrealism was concrete and about the breaking of rules. And I thought, well, his contemporaries in Italy, like Russolo, of the modernist school of composition, were actually creating this incredibly surrealist music that was at the same time funny and extreme and very concrete. And this was before the phrase musique concrete got termed. I mean, we're talking about the 1920s. And even though it was a question that was posed, or a challenge that was posed 75 years ago, and it didn't really need being responded to, I felt that it was an interesting stimulus for some ideas. And I feel that electronic music gives us this capacity to create a cartoon-like sound that is both completely mental and abstract, but also very concrete and almost tactile. And I wanted to create an album that was uncompromisingly surrealist, as a kind of answer or a challenge to Breton's criticism of music, to say that modern music can be completely surrealist. And so I wanted to create a music that was like the paintings of Yves Tanguy, where every sonic shape had its own life, and every sound could be like a funny animal crawling across the floor and up your leg, you know. So a lot of it was from this idea of abstract conceptual art, but then another side of it was the fact that there were these tools that we have now. In particular, I have this new instrument that's a wonderful modular analog synthesizer called MOTM by a company called Synthesis Technology. It's like a state-of-the-art analog. It looks a lot like an old Moog from the 70s, but it sounds like nothing I've ever heard before. It's very tight and clean sounding. And I was able to get these extreme noises out of it that I'd never heard before, with lots of very radical modulation and chaotic systems. And it was reminding me of some of these strange squelchy sounds that I have in my head that I've always jokingly called glurp. You know, basically just the sound of something biological going squelch. And I just wanted to make an album that made me laugh, and that was a bit like a sonic joke, but also intense and with its own seriousness, you know, that had its own sense of beauty, but trying to find the sort of beauty that maybe a non-human creature would experience, like an extraterrestrial. So there's a lot of layers going on. But it's a rather difficult album. It's kind of extreme and a little bit funny, I think. It's meant to make people laugh.
Well, I think it will definitely challenge some of your listeners, but I think when people listen to your albums, or the people who really enjoy your music, they're really open to all the different directions that you've gone in, and you really have stretched out in many different directions over the years. But I wanted to ask you about, you mentioned that art played, or at least some theory behind the art, or some comments played a big part in this album, but what else from outside of music do you bring to your electronic realizations? Like, what other aspects of your life?
Oh, well, I mean, everything. I mean, every artist is the sum total of all of their experience. I think, I mean, not to get too heavy, but in the most profound sense, I think that what art is the process of a human polishing her or his own mirror to create a transparent reflection of their filtering of the universe. And if what they do is honest enough, then what they create will be intrinsically individual and original. But at the same time as being original, it will speak to the human condition. Because what a person is doing is simply getting out of the way and filtering through their own humanity, their own settings and their own environment, their own upbringing, their own filter. The more honest they are with themselves, the more original they're going to be, and the more universal their statement is going to be. So I just try to be honest and do something that means as much as possible to myself, and try to let my ego get out of it a little bit as much as possible. And that's really all there is to it.